On a Tuesday that may feel like a Monday, it's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. And while you and I might be taking a vacation this summer, presidential candidates will be spending their summer in the early voting states. This week, NPR is taking you on a presidential primary tour to go along with them. NPR's Debbie Elliott has this look at South Carolina.
You better bring an appetite if you plan to court votes in South Carolina, and not any namby-pamby taste for sprouts and watercress. We're talking greasy drive-in fare.
Right on down the line, call it!
Can I get that chili cheeseburger a plate?
Here at the Beacon Drive-In in Spartanburg, know what you want when you meet 70-year-old J.C. Strobel at the counter. There's no paper or computer here. J.C. takes your order, then hollers instructions to cooks in the Beacon's unique lingo. The place goes through 300 pounds of chili on a Friday night, just the kind of crowd a campaign is looking for.
If you want to be elected for president, then you better come to the Beacon.
In more than a half century of working here, J.C. Strobel has served up candidates from John Connally to Richard Nixon to Ross Perot. He says Strom Thurmond was a regular and remembers putting peanuts out on the counter to welcome Jimmy Carter. Strobel lost his eyesight years ago, but still keeps the line moving, Secret Service or not.
When George W. Bush made president and came through here, you never know that he was a president, because I treated him just as if you did. He got a cheeseburger with a penny. I said, give me a cheeseburger with a penny and move on down that line.
J.C. keeps them moving.
Beacon owner Kenny Church.
He is very comfortable with politicians.
And politicos are apparently comfortable at the Beacon. Church says both the county Republicans and Democrats hold their monthly meetings here. And recently the Tea Party had a big event, appropriate for a place that sells 6,000 gallons of tea a week.
We didn't let them throw any of our tea away, so we kept it all in the store.
South Carolina's first in the South primary has a track record. The state has picked the eventual Republican nominee in every race since Ronald Reagan in 1980. The parade of contenders for the February 28th contest has already started, and they'll keep coming, particularly upstate around Spartanburg and Greenville, a region rich in conservatives. Danielle Vinson, chair of the political science department at Furman University in Greenville, has a little advice.
Don't diss the guns. Don't assume that all the religious people think alike. Don't assume that everybody likes Bob Jones.
She's talking about Bob Jones University, also in Greenville. The private Christian college has a long-standing reputation as a place to court religious voters, and more than half of South Carolina's Republican voters are evangelicals. Ronald Reagan, Pat Buchanan, and Bob Dole all campaigned on campus, but this appearance by George W. Bush in 2000 drew controversy.
We conservatives, we who stand on conservative principles, have got compassionate hearts for the people who live in this country.
His compassionate conservative stump speech failed to call into question the college's ban on interracial dating, a policy since rescinded. Candidates can also run into trouble stepping into the flap over the Confederate battle flag at the state capitol, or even raising the starter flag at Darlington Raceway. In 1992, Bill Clinton targeted NASCAR voters there but got booed and heckled. You might best stick with the food. Tommy's Ham House in Greenville serves up country ham, grits, red-eye gravy, and sweet potato pancakes. Owner Tommy Stevenson says the politics got a little porky when animal rights activists showed up to see George W. Bush in 2000.
As he was fixing to leave, the Peter people came by in a dump truck and dumped a load of pig manure in front of the driveway. It was like there were three people in pink pig suits, and it was real comical to see them sitting in the back of a police car all in handcuffs and in pink pig suits.
It's not only where you go and what you eat in South Carolina, it's also who you know. For the Republicans this year, Governor Nikki Haley and Senator Jim DeMint are the endorsements to have. But the candidates are also calling local officials, like Greenville Mayor Knox White.
I guess my favorite would be George Bush Sr. called me when I was in the shower
Over breakfast at Tommy's Ham House, White says he used to envy all the attention that New Hampshire and Iowa got, but now he's in the middle of that same intense political experience.
My wife answered the phone and said, well, he's in the shower, and George Bush Sr. said, oh, well, I certainly don't want to disturb somebody who's in the shower. She said, oh, of course, no, I'll go get him, So I remember her yelling at me to come out to this phone call, so I did, of course.
He's taken a few calls this year, but says he's waiting on the right candidate to surface. While he waits, Mayor White does have a little campaign wisdom to share.
Now, there's something I think a candidate better watch out. You better not spurn that sweet tea. You better at least take a sip or two.
Then smile and say, thanks, y'all. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.